Eu conto uma história.
I'm telling a story.
A pretty young woman. She meets a man, they fall in love and marry. But not long after the wedding, the marriage turns into a nightmare. The husband into a tormentor, rape, abuse, fear. In desperation, the young woman goes to the local police station and is turned away again and again. After endless nights of violence, she takes her own life.
While we're having this conversation, in this exact moment, a woman somewhere is being beaten up or raped.
André Luis Machados, a.k.a. MC André Sovao, leans forward emphatically, then gestures to the half-open window, taking in the mid-morning rumble of taxis and cars, office workers hurrying to the metro station, stopping off for a quick snack in one of the many small cafes dotted along the busy road. The quick gesture seems to say, yes, maybe right here in downtown upmarket Rio de Janeiro, maybe in one of the favelas, anywhere, a woman is being abused, like the young woman. André had to let her die. He shrugs, absent-mindedly adjusting his green knitted cap with his hand. After all, he wanted to shock people with his song. Lembro-me como se fosse ontem seu pedido, prometeu
sinceridade e um lindo compromisso. A gente fala dessa forma, né?
You need to talk more aggressively to make people really think. Oh, I'm not going to shout at my wife anymore, not beat her up anymore.
Não vou mais agredir minha mulher, não vou mais xingar minha mulher.
6 out of 10 Brazilians know a woman who has been a victim of some sort of domestic violence, ranging from verbal abuse and humiliation to rape, and even murder.
There was violence in my family, too. It wasn't my dad. I'd prefer not to say who it was, but it was one of my relatives.
André grew up in a violent neighborhood in northern Rio de Janeiro. Drugs, gang shootouts, and domestic violence were, and still are, part of any given day, he says. But he wants to make a difference. It's his responsibility as hip-hop artist and DJ, he adds. Não sou objeto, quero ser bem tratada, casada, solteira, sendo valorizada. Não sou objeto. But can music really challenge entrenched stereotypes? Fabio, a journalist and DJ in his mid-30s, is convinced it can.
Acredito que sim.
Yes, I do think so. Yes. At least it can make people think, but also make them develop a critical way of thinking.
No mínimo, pode fazer a pessoa pensar.
Hip-hop, he says, was born in the deprived neighborhoods of New York in the 1990s when violence was rife and musicians sang about abusive police officers and gang violence. So topics like domestic violence and women's rights are a natural progression, Fabio adds. He fell in love with hip-hop when he was a teenager. In 2005, Fabio invited leading hip-hop artists from around Brazil, including André, to workshops to discuss sexism, violence and abuse, and to write music. The result of their labour was a CD called Hip Hop Against Violence Against Women. It was co-financed by UNIFEM, the UN Agency for Women, and Rede de Desenvolvimento Humano, one of Rio de Janeiro's leading human rights organisations. André is proud that he took part, proud that he, just maybe, changed someone's perception.
It was a totally positive experience. People would come up to me after concerts to congratulate me. Not just women, but men, too.
Não só mulheres, como homens também. Ela nasceu só vendo
seu pai espancando sua mãe que ia sofrendo. O tempo passou. Back in 2005, Brazil had yet to adopt a comprehensive law on domestic violence. A year later, the government adopted the Maria da Penha law. It's named after a woman whose husband tried to kill her in the early 1980s. Her case languished in court for almost 2 decades until it was taken up by the Brazilian Court of Human Rights. On the basis of that ruling, the Brazilian government established special courts and stricter sentences for offenders, as well as special police stations and shelters for women. While the situation has improved dramatically, Da Penha lamented in a recent interview that these instruments only exist in big cities. And sexism is still pervasive in popular music, Fabio says.
Muito jovens, mulheres e homens muito jovens que reproduzem uma mensagem.
Many young artists, men and women, reproduce a sexual, sometimes pornographic message. It's about exploiting the body of a woman, devaluing women as individuals.
Desvalorização da mulher como indivíduo.
It's the kind of music that blares out of loudspeakers in Rio's favelas and taxi drivers' crackling radios. Fabio shrugs. The CD, as well as the 2 others that followed, triggered a national debate. But it's hard to compete with a host of young musicians who spread their music and sexist messages via YouTube. This is Naomi Conrad for DW in Rio de Janeiro.
Lembro-me como se fosse ontem seu pedido, prometeu sinceridade e